We are interviewing Mrs. Dorothy Hausch, whose husband was in charge of...
He was the community manager at in Elkton.
Uh-huh. And you were saying that he went to Flint Hill and...
Yes, Flint Hill, Little Washington, Madison, Ida Valley, Luray, Elkton. Let's see, is that all, I think?
He supervised the entire resettlement
yes,
program.
Yes, here.
Then it would be
section.
In Oaktown also, wasn't it?
Where they moved the families from the National, what's now the National Park.
Mm-hmm.
All the families that were living there were moved down into an area close to where they had lived.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had all these different settlements.
Yes.
And so they wouldn't be moved too far away
right.
from... the places they had been accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
And all the houses, I think they were, many of them had two doors. I don't know why. They seemed to like to have two doors in front so that wouldn't have to walk into the same room. And they seemed to be very happy with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
who did the construction work on these? Did they hire local people?
I think they probably did in each section. And then in each section that they bought up, there would usually be a nice home. And that would be for one of the families that has more children and really a man, one that perhaps had had a little more education
mm-hmm.
too.
Now this looks like a really fine home.
This is an old homestead. That's what I say. In each section, they usually had one nice home, and they were put a family that they felt was really responsible and would take care of it.
Right.
But of course, many of them. Now this was in 1936. I think where they started it, yes. See, where they're just building
mm-hmm.
in 36.
Yes.
I didn't recognize that. Here's the house that's almost through. And,
These are very nice looking homes.
Now this is
there are a lot of them still
yes.
standing, I know.
Yes. And then
mm-hmm.
Now, since they had abandoned it, people could buy another house and add to theirs, and that's what many did that stayed on the farm. Many of they also had what they called a subsistence family where the man could work.
Oh.
And he had less acreage. Now many of those have been abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them didn't work out
mm-hmm.
and left, but there were many that have stayed and have done real well and have enlarged their farms and so on. But I remember over in Ida Valley, they had bathrooms in the houses, and one family kept their coal in the bathtub. They just weren't accustomed, you know,
no.
to that.
That was.
So they,
yeah.
they thought it was a good place to keep the coal in the house. And let's see if we can. Now here's another. This is
old building.
This is over on in Greene County.
Yeah.
And that was an old school building, and that they used it for crafts and different things. Now the Ida Valley was set up a little different from any others. They set it up after the French farming.
Mm.
Everybody.
Ida Valley.
Ida Valley, right here, and. They came, the houses were all kind of like in a small group or community,
mm-hmm.
and then the farms were outside.
Mm-hmm.
So every day they went out and worked the farms and then came in at night, like the French fashion. And
whose idea was that?
Was it Tugwell, or was he in whoever was in at the head of the...
in Washington?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was that.
Tugwell sounds
Tugwell?
Right.
I'm not sure now.
Uh-huh.
But now this now has been taken over by a furniture company. They
oh,
bought it.
Uh-huh.
And but they did a lot of craft work there, and they've put out some nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
things like baskets?
Well, that, but they made furniture and oh, like waste baskets and stools, all those stools you see with the woven...
this is the furniture company.
Yes, the furniture. They did furniture and all. Now, these are all old places on the Greene County track.
Mm-hmm.
This is the residence, an old residence. And
now there was a nice
yes,
home, and some people would be moved into
yes,
something
they would,
like
they
that.
Would, yes, they would keep the houses. They whatever
are
houses
these
were.
Empty houses?
Well, they were sold, you see. They were bought. The government bought them, and then the people moved out.
I see.
And so then they moved the people from the mountain. So you see, there were quite a few.
Whatever houses were still there,
they
just
they
used
kept,
those
yes,
and then built others.
Yes.
You mentioned some jealousy. I wondered if there was any jealousy of the people that got those big houses.
No, I don't think so. There didn't seem to be. We never heard anything.
I suppose someone with a large family
yes,
might move into one
and
of
then
those.
You know, you can always find someone that seems a little more responsible, has had a little more experience, so these are all homes that...
they were very
mm-hmm.
nice homes,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Called Saunders.
And the people are still living in them. They've done all right.
Yes.
So these are just... this is all Ida Valley.
Yeah.
That's quite a... Well, here's here. Here we are.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darwin said it would be a stack about like that.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that may be all I have. I don't know.
I think he was thinking of more detailed records, possibly, that might be in existence.
Oh.
But if I could borrow this, I'll copy this for him and get it back to you.
Well, it's...
Oh, I see. He's given just initials of the people, of families,
and
comments about
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so. If someone saw that, they might not know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you interested especially in knowing the names of the people?
Yes. He wanted any information.
Yes, any information will be of interest, and I'll make a copy of that for him and return it to you if I could. I don't know if he was that interested in names of individual people rather than the process that went on.
Good heavens, there are a lot of problems, weren't there?
Yes. They were problems,
Oh, dear.
Your husband, I guess, had to deal with a lot of those problems.
Yes, they were people that he was, I think that was one of his great traits. He was a very diplomatic person, and he could talk to anyone on their level.
He must have been a very unusual person to deal with those individuals.
I went with him a lot to the they had community meetings in each place, so I'd go to them a lot, and I'm sure if they were alive, they would remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he must have been just wonderful with people.
Mm-hmm. And I would visit in the homes, and I can visit with anyone. It doesn't make any difference whether they were in my generation or another, or what class they were in. I could talk to them.
Well, that's a wonderful attribute
to
have.
And I go into the homes while he was out with the men on the farms, and then I just talk to the people, exchange ideas.
Good.
They were nice people and so generous. They'd be giving me butter, and hams, and always wanting a corn if there's a, and apples, and real generous, good-hearted people.
That's exactly what I've been saying. Despite all that is written down here, they had their own morals, but they stuck to them.
Yes.
And as long as you stick to what you feel is correct.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no difference if you kill a person. As long as you feel that you were morally right, and everybody in the community says that you were morally right. They were gentle people, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say that they were descendants of the English, and they still have you know, a lot of the words and customs
right,
that they still have. Well, they worked on, I mean, they had to grub out.
Did you ever hear any Elizabethan terms?
Oh, I suppose I have, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm, because I know that.
I know they have them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, I can remember people. I had one woman that, she was from the hills. She wasn't one of the homesteaders, but she was a mountain woman. And you know, they get so, their skin gets so brown and wrinkled and hard looking. But she used to come and help me in my garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she had a lot of terms. I don't remember. All I can recall of right now, of hearing her say, I don't know what it would be, I don't think it'd be Elizabethan, just a term they conjured up, but she talked about whooping a snake to death.
Uh-huh.
She'd take a stick and she whooped it. When they go picking, you know, they'd always go up on the mountains,
mm-hmm,
and pick blackberries,
right, yeah,
and cherries, and
huckleberries.
So she, what's the snake?
Poor snake.
Let's see now. But sometimes you get to some of them, they were very hard-headed too, some of them. I remember it would be very difficult to get some of them to get out of the houses when they were supposed to, you know.
When they were to move?
When they were to, when, I mean, in the farm security homes.
Mm.
When they had failed and they had to put them out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if they didn't look after the place and didn't plow the land, neglected it, well, naturally they weren't entitled to stay. And one family was very, very hard. Mr. House had the sheriff and someone else go out there. And she came to the door and someone could see in the back and said to him, be very careful. He said she has a gun in back of the door. And she would have used it. They were over on this Madison track.
Mm. But they did get them out somehow.
Oh, yes. Yes, they got them out. But,
well, they had to then prove up on this deal.
Oh, yes.
Deal.
Yes, they, mm-hmm, had to take care of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to stay. And,
now, this is, was this where they were relocated to? It looks as though this person got a lot. A brooder house and a barn.
Well, I don't
and another barn. Servants' quarters.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are probably some of the oldest plantations, you know, that they bought up.
Yeah, so I was wondering, did they buy this, or wasn't in the mountain, was it?
Well, this is Rappahannock. Now, here's Madison. Rappahannock, now just, is that an
north? Island? That's north of Madison.
Well, that's yeah.
Sperryville.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I suppose if there were these old buildings on the property they bought, they just used them.
Yes, they did. So, well, naturally, they would. They wouldn't want to tear down a good home. And so they could move some of the family into it.
There's another thing. Poultry house on New York Life Insurance Company tract.
Well, I believe they have a lot of land over there. I believe they still have some,
uh-huh,
if I'm not mistaken.
And the government bought up this,
yes,
property for,
uh-huh,
this purpose.
Uh-huh.
I see.
So many of the families lived that lived up at Big Meadows were located in Elkton and in Madison,
mm-hmm,
County.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Now this, I know the name of the family that moved in there. I think they still occupy it. And every year, I think they still have their lamb stew or whatever it is. They cook a whole sheep and have all the,
really,
people come in and bring other things, and then,
uh-huh,
they have that.
Now, what is their name, Hopkins?
No. That's
mm-hmm,
the Hopkins residence. That's Rockingham.
Yeah.
Now this is Madison, but I mean those people,
yeah,
out there. I've visited so many of these homes. Some of them are just beautiful inside. The one over, I believe it's either Flint Hill or Washington that has, they still had the frescoes, that lovely painting on the wall. And the most beautiful circular stairway you ever saw.
Hmm. This was one of the old houses that were taken
that
over.
I think in the beginning they used to have someone that was kind of a supervisor live in
of each group.
Yes,
maybe.
Live in one of the houses.
Blose. Now there are still Bloses in Page County, in Rockingham County.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. There are people in Elton.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't say it. Now you see, there's a typical place. You see how they've raised corn out here?
Yeah.
In these rocks?
Yeah.
You know, they tell a story about how they lift up a rock and put the corn under it and then put it down again.
Yes, and they say you can see the corn grow.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
See there? Look at that. Look at that.
That is amazing.
Well, you've seen places. And here's another.
Free State Hollow.
Shows the settler, you know, with his, to see his little house there?
Yeah.
You know, some of these, I wouldn't know what they were. This looks like a, going down the mountain.
Yes,
something.
This looks like coming down this way.
It's just out in the country. It's a country road, but it may have been, it's just a road going up the mountain, I guess.
Looks like one of the fire trails, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Up in the, just the pothole there. This must
looks
be
looks like Madison Run Road on the other side.
Well, this is the Dodson Nave. There was a, Nave lived in one of the nice holes, the Dodsons. Now they were, and the girls, one became a teacher. They were a wonderful family. They believed in progress. I guess this must be the falls, White Oak Falls, that's all I think. Well, this shows the dead oak, the
chestnuts, yes. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Now, this is just a trail.
Were the chestnuts pretty well gone about the time these
yes.
people were moving out? The
oh,
blight
yes,
had already
yes,
hit
yes,
earlier, hadn't it?
Because, see, the drive was put through there, and remember they used all that dead chestnut to build the all the concessions up there,
right,
and the furniture,
right.
And they...
they just got that wood from these
the
dead trees.
Yes. The cottages and everything they made of
right.
the...
That original chestnut is still there on some of those old buildings.
So I guess this book is just of the tracts. These may be some that they considered and didn't buy. I don't know, but I...
Yeah, these are all Rockingham County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are, this is Rockingham. I think they were... here's Ida Valley. These things are all coming in. Well, these are all, they were painted.
Yeah.
I mean, different places than on the Epsom track, I think they were all painted yellow.
Oh, this is where they remodeled that Saunders home.
Yeah.
They paint them all the same color and
yeah, every, yeah, all the same. They were yellow with white trim. See, a lot of this, we went over in 1938, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could take and do something. This must have been that mucilage or something that put these on this, which doesn't last.
No, it doesn't.
Get something better than that.
Just don't use scotch tape. It damages
no.
the photographs.
Well,
we were talking to people yesterday that told us.
Is Dr. Frank C. Hanrahan after breaking ground at the Ida Valley unit.
There's the Weaver Estate.
Right here.
In Wolftown.
Isn't somebody?
Mm, estate. I love that.
Do you see the house there?
Oh, golly.
Oh, dear. This must be, this is the Weaver Estate, too, you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of.
Had a barn, and they had two tenant houses. And servants' quarters.
Mm-hmm. At one time, it was quite a place, wasn't it?
Right.
Well, you see, we have two slave houses here.
Oh, do you?
This right where you're sitting was the part of the slave house. The bottom, the fireplace, is just exactly the way they had it. And then this other one over here, this was the slave house, too. So most of those places around did have slaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially on this side of the ridge.
Yeah.
From
that's just
Mary
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Were the people moved down a few at a time, or did they move out quite a few right at the same time?
No, I believe they were. I believe they were all moved as soon as the houses were finished.
They tried to move them all at once.
Yeah. It looked as though they were working on. All of them.
From what I understand, they couldn't move them all at once because as they moved them out, they tore the houses down. They didn't have enough personnel to tear them down. They would move maybe two families at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they didn't tear them down, the people came right back.
Yeah.
At least that's what I heard.
Others would tear them down and take the things away, you know, that was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably, yeah.
As soon as they left, someone else was coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
have you read that book by Pollock?
Yes.
Now, you know what he told.
Right.
And that is actually, you know, the way
things were. That's the way it was.
So I think that's why they tore the things down right away, because they didn't want someone else to come in.
And move in right after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the government's very strict about a lot of those things, you know, about what belongs to them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, even if it isn't worthwhile, you can't buy it, or you
no,
can't,
they'll
you
destroy
can't
it rather
you
than...
Can't, yeah, they're destroyed rather than...
Yeah. Had your husband been in this area before this job, or did he come just for this job?
He came for this. He was mm-hmm. At the time he was at Red House down in he was in Tennessee, settlement there, and then he came from there.
Just for this project.
Yeah. We came, before we came to this project, he was in Morgantown with the farm, in Morgantown with the Farm Security Administration.
West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from Morgantown to over to Elkton.
Well, it must have been quite a challenging job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He probably didn't know what he was getting into.
Well,
we
had worked.
You had done similar work before.
Yeah, you see, when we were married, Chester was with a large the Duluth Iron Range Railroad Company,
oh.
Who had a lot of land in northern Minnesota, and they brought settlers in. From different parts, a lot of them came from Chicago, and many foreign, French and Austrians and all, and to settle. So he did have
he had a background
the same kind of experience
there, right, I see.
That he had had there, Czechoslovakians, and
well, that no doubt helped him in this job,
yes,
that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
someone just coming in fresh, it probably would have done them in.
Well, I don't know, it seemed like of course they had a good organization and people, he had good people that worked with him in the office and all.
How large a staff did he have?
Well, I think, let's see, they had Mozilla at the time was his, you might call her the home economist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose, well, you see, I didn't know too much about this. Oh, I'm going to take this and get them all.
Yeah, while you still have them near the
yeah.
captions.
Yeah, well, these are marked on the back.
Oh, that's
see?
Good. Someone really.
Not all of them. But these are, but I think I'll get this out. I think it's come loose from the, it's supposed to come loose from the binding. But,
yeah, see, now that doesn't have anything on
yes,
the back.
Yes, it has a mark.
No, that's, no, that's just the
oh, I see.
Freeze mark.
Uh-huh. But that's right here. I'll try to leave them in the
yeah.
Ashby Atkins. Now, some of these Finch, Dodson. This must be out at Flint Hill, Washington, Little Washington.
Yeah.
Here's
up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm, and here. Doesn't say what that is, even.
It's called Blue Ridge Family. Ooh.
This must be family.
Ashby Cabin. Thornton River Valley. Uh-oh.
I see a lot of these people barefooted. Did they go
yeah,
barefooted
yes,
quite a bit?
Yeah. Save on shoes.
Yes,
you know,
it
they're
was.
Poor. They were
right.
Poor.
Good.
But, look at this blade to draw. I don't see how they could use that without the snow. It's one horse. Look at they were loading that. That's a big load down there.
It sure was. Mm.
They didn't have much of it, they never had.
Of course, not only had to pull that, but the boy that was riding on.
Were some of the people glad to move off the mountain, or were most of them pretty upset?
Well, I think it was quite a change for them.
It would be, of course.
Mm-hmm. I think so. But I think that's why they, perhaps some of the people were had been neighbors, you see, so it didn't make it quite so bad.
They got to be together
yeah.
again,
yeah,
same general had, community.
Uh-huh. I see the people that were Big Meadows went down to Luray,
mm-hmm.
and the, now I don't know, I was trying to think where the people from Elkton, where they probably were up here on the mountain. This,
Did they go to Wolftown?
Yes, they had one at Wolftown in Madison. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2 days.
You say your husband had meetings with them.
Oh, yes, they had community meetings.
To discuss problems.
They had problems
complaints.
They had, and then they'd, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This
and then
they'd
go out,
moved
then
out.
They'd go out and just visit with the, you know, individuals.
This is after they had moved out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Try to work out
oh,
some of the problems.
They were all moved when we came, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. They were already
oh,
moved.
Oh, yes, they were moved. You see, the settlements were all here. You see, it's 38 when we came, and 34 is when they started here.
I
so
see.
It hadn't been, it was relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
do you remember any of the main complaints or what some of the worst problems were that he had to deal with? I mean, he must have had a great variety.
I don't know. Let's see. See if I can think of anything that. I don't know. They just seem to be given things.
Did they object to living so close to each other? They'd always been so far apart.
Well, they didn't. The places weren't too close together, you know. They had to have enough acreage,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do a little farming.
Mm-hmm.
Except the ones that had on what they call the subsistence homesteads. I think they probably had 5 acres or something,
mm-hmm.
so
that's
they could have a garden
right.
and,
uh-huh.
and a pasture, I guess, for some cattle and
mm-hmm.
have their cows and their pigs. But then they worked. See, then they got jobs like an elf, and they worked around in the town.
I see.
But then some of the others are supposed to have enough land to, you know, put crops in, corn and whatever.
Did they object to losing their springs? Do you recall?
Well, they couldn't move those.
Yeah.
No, they just had to. I think they had water in the houses. I think they had a sewage system.
Running water,
yeah.
Which they hadn't had before, probably.
No, they hadn't had that before. That's what they say, when they had the baths, they
didn't know what to do.
What to do, so they put the coal in it. But, I don't know, really.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's, all that was done, you see.
Yeah.
You see, 4 years old when
sure,
we got
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I believe Chester came a little, he was over here about a year before I came. So he I guess he came in,
I just wondered, in your talking with wives and people, if you have many people comment that they wished they were back up on the mountain.
No. I think they had gotten so they kind
they
of
were,
liked the
they were fairly well settled and liked the new
I,
life.
I think they really liked to think that their children were getting an education.
That they really had improved themselves
yes.
then
mm-hmm.
in general, even though they may have
mm-hmm.
missed them.
I think they liked that. They may have missed kind of the freedom and the mountains were closed. It wasn't like they put them on absolutely flat land.
No, that's true.
But I'm sure they would have missed their mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Oh, golly.
I'm sure they did. I just wondered if they, by the time you were dealing with them, if they had
mm-hmm.
some of become adapted to their new life.
I think pretty well.
That is fast then.
They still, they still had some murder cases after we came. I remember there was one at Smith Hill. I was over to Chester one day and sat through, I guess they were selecting a jury. And then we had one here, a man that had worked for us. He killed a man.
This was within the community?
Hmm?
There was someone murdering someone else within the community?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I know.
my granddaughter came and she said, I wonder why there are such mean people in this country. So much of it.
Yeah.
She said, now down in North Carolina, she said, they don't have a lot, but she said, they don't have that. And I said, well, she said, why do you suppose? Well, I said, I believe it's the lack of education. And I said, these people they lived in the mountains. You know, so many were in the mountains here.
That's the way you settled your problems sometimes.
And yes, they were vindictive. They didn't do mean things. In Powell, didn't they poison the water and
mm-hmm.
poison the hogs or something, or they burn the house down? People were afraid to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Their homes didn't go away for the day. They didn't know where they'd have a house when they got home if someone was feuding with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was just really survival of the fittest. Or maybe the survival of the cleverest.
Well, it's probably more like it.
The one that could beat the other. I enjoyed that book by Paula.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very interesting
because,
book.
It was a forerunner of what we experienced when we came here.
Surely. Did you ever meet Mr. Pollock?
No. I don't know. I believe he was still alive.
Oh,
because
yeah.
When we went to, when we probably had. Wasn't he kind of a large, florid-faced
man? Small stature.
Small? Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else, but... But I don't know whether he was coming up to Skyland as much then.
Probably not.
Because, see, that's a big mess was built later.
Right.
And so Skyland was the place to go. Mm-hmm. And I remember the old, you know, they had a lovely big old dining room there, an old building, and that burned.
Right.
And, but that was really a good, just a good place for all social gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd go there real often.
Yeah.
And of course, Big Meadows was nice. It was a nice place to take guests, and they all enjoyed it. And it was rustic, and but we don't think to get up on the mountain like we used to. We enjoyed it so much.
You did all
they're
a lot
so busy. Oh, we went an awful lot. We went there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd leave about every Sunday, and we'd go. I used to love to fix up a regular dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then just pack it so it was hot and quickly go up on the mountain, and we'd make our coffee up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I'd have a roast and fix mashed potatoes up there, and
mama
beans, and have a regular dinner. Or
some
night I'd fix up corned beef and cabbage and take up.
Way to go.
One night, you know, it was in the fall. I think it was coming from here, and Walt and I were already up there.
Now, you were mentioning a Mrs. Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't recall her first name, but Mrs. Hughes had been teaching public speaking to the senator's wives, and I think her husband was connected with the government in some way, so that she became very interested in this one project at Flint Hill, Virginia. So she and her husband bought one of the houses, just like the people there that were moved from the park had, and fixed it up. I remember they had bunk beds and trying to live in a primitive way. And she was very much interested in promoting education and advantages to the people of the community there. And she, in one family she visited, while she had mashed potatoes, they were having dinner, and she had mashed these lovely, fluffy white potatoes, and fried soft pork seemed to have been the meat for the day. So one of the girls just took the grease from the meat frying and poured them all over the potatoes. So that was one thing that Mrs. Hughes did try to do. She brought several times food editors from Washington and tried to get the people to be more interested in the proper nutrition.
Did she have a trouble communicating with them? They, you know, their use of words was not as great as hers.
No, I think she communicated very well.
Mm-hmm.
They were a type of people that they could understand.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they it was new to them about the food like we have, that we should have our proteins and our carbohydrates and so on. They didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you told them what foods, you know, they could understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they didn't have the advantages to purchase food like others did, and they were dependent upon what they grew in their gardens.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have potatoes and their vegetables, and so that they just ate what they had. And with meat, they didn't go out, lived out in the country, and couldn't be buying meat like we did, so they depended mostly on their the meat they slaughtered themselves, which was mostly pork.
That's right.
And so that was their great food item.
Do you recall how they kept their vegetables over the winter?
I don't think so.
When they were in the mountains, they used to dig a trench and bury them in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if they had continued doing that.
I think some of them did. I think they would dig trenches and put potatoes in them.
Uh-huh.
And by the time we were there, you see, they knew how to can.
Well, they canned also.
Yes, they canned. But
in
the
mountains.
sweet potatoes, and a lot of times they kept the sweet potatoes, I think, right in the house, because the sweet potatoes are a little difficult to hold. I think you have to have some heat for those.
Uh-huh.
But I think turnips and potatoes and things like that, I think they did dig a trench and I think put straw over them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that custom then continued after mm-hmm. they came down. Well, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yes.
But they had refrigerators, didn't they, in these houses?
When they were moved, they had refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one little interesting thing I remember about practically every one of the people that were moved brought the boxwood with them. And because they felt that was just something that the tradition, I guess, they always have had boxwood.
Oh.
And you can see where houses have been abandoned in the mountains, there's always boxwood.
I didn't.
But anyway, the way they did, they cut the sprigs of boxwood off and stuck them in potatoes and brought them down. And then in that way, they rooted them.
In the potato?
Yeah, and they put in the potato. That's what they told me.
Have you ever tried it yourself?
No, I never have. Huh. But the reason why I'm sure it worked was because I remember years ago my mother getting a slip of a rose geranium, which is not an easy plant to root.
Right.
And she split the bottom of the root and put an oat she put an oat in it. A grain of oat, and it's the oat sprouted, and of course then that brought the nutriment to the plant. So I'm sure putting it in a potato, probably. But they grew their boxwood like that.
I wonder what boxwood had for them. Why it was traditional?
Well, I don't know. You go into old cemeteries, and there's always boxwood.
Uh-huh.
It's just a southern thing, I guess, to have boxwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't find it in the north.
But these people weren't really southerners.
Well, yes, they're in Tennessee and West Virginia Virginia.
Yes, I mean, they were not part of the mainstream of the South.
No.
Is what I mean.
Well, they were the mm-hmm. mountain people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The mountain southerners, I guess you might call
them. They kept their customs as they had been when they came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what that had to do with it.
I know they would still gather ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
They were gathering ginseng to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember one of the homesteaders, we always called them homesteaders. I remember he had to take a group of people over to the hospital. And he drove my husband's car, and he wanted me to go along. My husband always wanted me to go along, kind of look after things. And I remember on the way back, he had to stop at a little roadside store because he had some ginseng to take in there. But I guess now they're not allowed to. They used to go in the mountains, but now they're not allowed to pick it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very expensive.
It is.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Now, they stopped them from doing that because they practically wiped the ginseng out.
Yes, I know that.
Mm. Well, you visited many of the families.
Yes, I go with my husband on trips when he'd go to, they'd have community meetings, or we just go out to visit some of the families, maybe one family or two families one time and then someone else, and go along the way, probably meet somebody, have a chat with them, and I'd go in the house and sit and visit with the women and talk to the children. There's always a group of children around.
Yeah.
And I always enjoyed talking to them. They were always glad to hear anything you had to say,
mm-hmm.
just anxious for news of what's going on around, and perhaps from a different group of people, seeing
mm-hmm.
what their views were. And
were they wearing shoes then, by then, or?
Yes, I think the children were usually barefoot.
Yes.
but the women had. They moved.
That's it, yes, mm-hmm. And they were not wearing shoes, so I was just mm-hmm. wondering.
And then, you see, they moved them closer to town.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take them long to, you know, to learn the ways of the town people. And then the children went to school regularly, which makes a difference. And you teach, the children teach the parents what they learn.
Sure.
And,
what were their houses, how were their houses furnished?
Well, they had linoleum on the floors. No one had rugs.
Mm.
They were all linoleum rugs. Sometimes they call them a drugget.
A drugget.
And, of course, they'd have a kitchen stove, a wood stove.
Yeah.
And that would be, and then they'd have another smaller stove, you know, for heating in the wintertime. The houses weren't big. I think there were about four rooms, four or five, a couple of bedrooms, and a kitchen, and maybe they could use it for a living room. Most of them had to use all the rooms for bedrooms except the kitchen. Because there were more in the family.
Sure.
And, but I never was in a house that was, once or twice I've been in a house that wasn't too clean.
Mm-hmm.
And, but families like that usually didn't make it.
Yeah.
And,
You say didn't make it. So what happened to them? Did your husband
The government would just decide that, you know.
Uh-huh.
If they're not living up to really what their responsibilities, then someone else could come in and take it over.
I see.
Because, if they were just not getting anywhere, because these homesteads were established so that people could better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had no desire to do that, if they constantly were drinking or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Then, of course, there was no use in helping them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually it gets to a point where help doesn't do any good. But I found most of the homes were very, very neat. Very neat. And the yards. And of course, some of them would sweep their yard. That's an old custom, you know, to have a dirt yard, but sweep it, have it swept clean. And others, most of them, though, enjoyed their flowers. They had their little flower garden and raised lovely flowers. I've had many a bouquet given to me from them.
Yeah. Was their furniture purchased for them? Or did they?
They could pick it out. I think the government allowed them so much. Enough, you know, because they didn't have anything to move with, really.
No.
That was worth moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government allowed them, enough so that they could be
mm-hmm.
comfortable bed and I suppose dressers. Mm-hmm. Weren't expensive things.
No.
I noticed they weren't expensive items, but better than they had.
Sure.
And they were... They had enough to make them comfortable, and after that, if they wanted to add, it was up to them.
That's right. I just wondering about getting
and some
started.
Of the, I remember on the one track in Elton, there was such a fine man, a basket maker, and he is still working today. They bought their place, and he's still making baskets and chairs and hampers and all that, and I still take, when one of my pieces wears out the seat, you know, of a split bottom chair, he repairs it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them have made good. They've been very successful, and the children have done well.
They have.
That's the thing that I think has been the greatest benefit. The children have,
I have
developed so well.
The children that have become lawyers and doctors and really professional
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was there.
Oh, yes,
time.
Yes.
And it was just a lack of
they
education
were,
on
yes.
their part.
They had, they were just, hadn't had the advantages.
Mm-hmm.
But they had good minds. They're sharp.
Yes, they were.
Sharp.
Yeah, right. They were. You got along well with them and enjoyed them, so they naturally liked you too.
Yes, I enjoyed them very much and remember many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember one young woman, and she was a daughter of one of the families, and we went, she worked in a restaurant, and then she'd come over and have her hair done at the same place that I had mine done. And she remarked to this woman that had the shop that she thought Miss Hosh was so nice that she didn't expect people like her to talk to her and remember her.
Oh.
So it never has bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
People are people.
Mm-hmm.
I know better than anyone else. It's mm-hmm. just the quirk of fortune that I perhaps was raised and born into a different class, that was
mm-hmm.
all, or different circumstance. I wouldn't say class, just different circumstances,
mm-hmm.
which makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
Any peculiarities in speech with these people?
Well, they have, there's kind of a, yes, there is a little accent there or something, a little twang or, it's just a little different. I really can't describe it,
mm-hmm.
but it's different.
Yeah.
They, they make, I think they have different expressions for, different things that happen that perhaps are a little different from the way we would express it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall right now exactly what.
The men were all pretty clean shaven, weren't they? Most of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they used. I haven't been able to find out what they
used. Well, they could just use soap.
And a razor.
I imagine a little strop razor.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't using the safety razor, just like everyone else. It doesn't take them long to get down to it.
Yeah.
But I imagine they used that, and the families were still making that old soap, you know, homemade soap with a lye.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived by that soap.
You know that was very soft,
mm-hmm.
made your hands
mm-hmm.
soft.
Yes.
And
it's pure.
That's right. Yeah.
But,
did the men do any moonshine that you were able to hear of?
I imagine it went on, but of course I didn't know.
Yeah.
I imagine my husband would have known, but that wasn't anything we talked about. But I'm sure that where they could, they had
Yes, that was a way of life with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had their corn. They planted their corn. They didn't plow the land. Perhaps just lifted a stone where the ground was soft under it and put some kernels there, and then it grew.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the mountainside, they do that where it was uneven.
Mm-hmm.
They had their corn crop.
Yeah.
And, they didn't buy very much. I think perhaps all they bought was sugar and coffee,
mm-hmm.
things that they couldn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they collected wild fruit.
Right.
Collected berries and fruit. All right, you can lie down, Pepper. Go lie down with it. Now go lie down. Lie down. Lie down. That's what it does. Will that little squeak record?
It will.
It will?
It picks up everything.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Well, did you want to ask?
Have you any idea how many actual settlements there were?
Yes, I think there were seven.
Seven?
Uh-huh. There were two at Elkton, and I'm not sure whether Madison had two, but I know there was one at Madison, in Madison County, Wolftown, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one at Flint Hill and one at Little Washington, and Ida Valley and Luray and Green County.
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes them all in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I think...
Were they all similar?
No. Most of them were similar. The only one that was radically different was the one in Greene County.
Wow.
And that was kind of a dream of one of the government agricultural officials, that it should be patterned after a French farm village.
Oh.
So they had purchased an old estate there, really where an old school was, a private school. And the idea was to live close, have all the homes like a little small community.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the farm work was on the outlying districts.
Is this the school that is in that book of pictures?
Yes, that's the school.
Yeah.
And, but you see, the little settlement was on quite a little hill of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no farmland right there. It was all outside, the flatland.
Yes.
Where they did the farming. So the men would go out and farm in the morning, and then they'd come home to their little homes at night.
Did they like it?
Well, I of course I wouldn't know enough about that. I don't believe I visited in that settlement as much as perhaps I did some of the others.
Because that's quite a different idea.
Yes, it was entirely different. Evidently, it wasn't a success, because I believe they. I don't believe they were satisfied.
Well,
living
you know,
like
when you
that.
Think about it, there was no protection of the vegetables against the elements or against rabbits.
No, it was all out.
It was away from that home.
That's right.
And so they couldn't watch over it.
No. And so much of the time now, like if they'd want to come be have lunch at noon, I think most of the people ate their big, like we called lunch, they would have dinner, and then at night they had what they called supper.
Yeah.
And I think they'd like to come home and be able to, if they wanted to go to the well to get a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
Because I really don't believe that worked out, that idea.
Mm-hmm. It would be, it sounds good, but.
One thing, the way they arranged for the people, the reason why the people were moved out of the mountain was because the Skyline Drive was put through, and so all these people had to be relocated. So what they did was that's the reason for the settlements in the different places was because they located the people closer to where they had lived.
Mm-hmm.
Where when there was a town close by, well, that was where they were put to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the whole, it has worked out for those that stuck it out very successfully. There's some very fine people from that resulted from these moves. But it was very new to them. They weren't used to modern conveniences. And in one of the settlements over in Ida Valley, they had bathrooms. And I know one family that kept their coal in the bathtub.
Yeah.
So
what else do you do in the bathtub?
But and that was one that became one of our very successful families.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He eventually was able to purchase a farm of his own.
Oh,
and
then was he allowed to sell his house?
Yes. After the, you see, they could. They all were privileged to buy their places eventually. You see, that's the way it worked.
Mm-hmm.
They could own their own little farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the people. Well, now, say a person had no skills of any kind, and there were quite a number that had to go on welfare. Were they put in these settlement houses too?
I don't know. I don't remember of anyone that they took from welfare. I mean, I'm sure that those mountain people all knew how to do something.
Yes, I mean, there were quite a number that did have to go on welfare.
There were? I don't believe I ever heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there might have been. I don't know. whether they put them in those homes or not. They may have just moved into a community. I never thought about that, and I never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as I say, the settlement, they were all relocated.
Yes.
When we came my husband was here in 1937, the year before I came, and he commuted to Morgantown.
Oh, no.
That was quite a drive.
Mm-hmm.
For maybe one day is about all that he could spend at home for a year.
Yeah.
But then we came here, and the trouble with finding a place to stay.
Yes.
That was very difficult in a small town of Elkton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody owned their homes, and there were just very few places for rent.
Yeah.
But, so we finally found a place.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there for a while.
Yeah.
But we've liked it. I've loved it here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really love them.
Yes, I do too. I think that there's a beauty about them, and it's mm-hmm. always changing.
But you see, when they they also had medical and dental care. But when one had the tonsils out, everyone had to have their tonsils out. That's the way it would go, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, there was that little feeling, a little bit of, you might say, jealousy.
Right.
Natural,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little envious.
Sure.
And same way when they got the things in the house, I remember one woman, one family were satisfied with one linoleum rug, but when they found out that others were having two and three, why, they decided then that they would like three rugs.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
But of course, I didn't know too much about their intimate lives
mm-hmm.
and how they got along with the neighbors. You know, you can't cure people of some habits they have had a lifetime.
That's
and
right.
When they lived in the mountains, they lived a hard life, and there was an awful lot of rivalry and ill feeling
mm-hmm.
amongst many of the people. And I suppose it just took time to.
Yeah.
But some of those habits would still remain.
That's true, because some of the people that were left in the house where the park didn't buy,
mm-hmm.
they're still the same way that they were
yeah.
back in those days.
But for the most part, I think they did very well. They just, visiting their homes, they just seemed like any other farm family.
Yeah.
And at least they didn't complain to me. I didn't hear any complaints. They were just very pleasant and
mm-hmm.
interested in anything I was doing or anything that I could tell them.
Did they play any music?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. I was trying to think whether I saw a piano in any place or an organ. I think
well,
the guitar.
Maybe banjos and guitars and violins.
Mm-hmm.
Fiddle.
Yeah, well, I have a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you see, when I visited them, if we'd be there in the evening, that would be the time that they'd have
yeah.
any entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to be in the daytime, and the men were busy, and the women, you know, were busy too.
Mm-hmm.
They had things to look after.
Well, I certainly do thank you. I think you have cleared up a whole lot of gaps that we had.
Well, it's so long that, I say, the things are just
Of course, it's a long while ago. We should have been doing this years and years
ago. And I guess you know about later on when some of them left the homesteads, that would leave extra homes, houses,
yeah,
and anyone who wanted to buy one of those could buy it, and they'd have it moved, and so they had a double, made a larger home. Many of them did that.
I see.
And that gave them a larger amount of property, and because
mm-hmm.
by that time they were able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have very nice places. It's really surprising. You could go on those places. It hardly looks like it did when they first
yes.
started out.
Yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It made nice homes out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Ida Village doesn't look at all.
Have you ever visited any of these homesteads around here?
Ida Village, I have, in Wolftown.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
You never visited the ones at Elston. I think they have developed.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not exactly sure where they are.
Well, there's one that you go on the way to Harrisonburg, right close to Elston, Then there's, I'm trying to think where the other one, the other one is on the other side. And, but the one in Elston, of course, being so close to Elston has given them pretty good advantages, you know, well, they had good schools and.
Right.
And so I think that was that's a big advantage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now that generation of children, if they'd been in the mountains, there's no school.
Mm-hmm.
Just, there were no schools in the mountains, very, very, very far apart.
They were far apart. The youngsters walked miles, and a lot of times
yes.
the snow was so
mm-hmm.
deep they couldn't
they
do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have, that's one
yeah, they had for a certain time of the year.
Yeah.
You know, that
mm-hmm.
they would have school a little bit, and the children were kept home, you know, to help with anything they had to.
That's right,
yeah.
Well,
I sure
do.
No,
you start in. I do too.
And they're intelligent, as I say, it's mm-hmm. just that they were born in different environments.
That's right.
Didn't have the advantages, but they're, as I say, they had good minds.
They certainly did. And they still do.
Mm-hmm.
Now their customs were different from ours, that I grant you. But
of course I haven't given any names, which
no.
So they...
Did you know Deaconess Hutton?
Hmm?
Did you know Deaconess Hutton?
No.
Wonderful, wonderful woman who was up in Grove Hill.
Oh, over in, yeah, in Shenandoah, near Shenandoah.
Yeah, right. Well, bless her heart, I told her I wanted to interview her. And she said, I would not do anything to hurt my people. I said, I wouldn't do anything to hurt them either.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all I want you to do is tell me about their lifestyle. I don't give a darn what their names are.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear about their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to do anything to hurt my people. I said, I assure you, they will never be hurt.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, wait, I haven't read it.
Right there.
Well, I was going to read this, but I haven't read it. I just want to...
And so when I went there, after a week, absolutely, and she said, I didn't give you any names, and I said, nope.